Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome to the meat and the heat and the humidity. Summertime fishing is underway. Crabbing, too. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 8th and 9th. Yeah, man, the heat is on. I don't care. Give me the hot and steamy any day of the week. I do like my one really cold week for deer hunting, one really cold week for some goose hunting. Couple of cold weeks for my beloved ice fishing. Otherwise, man, keep it hot. Keep it sticky. Okay, I implore you again to read July issue of the Fisherman Magazine. I implore you, please read it. Hutch's Editor's Log, A Striper Revolution, and his really insightful expose, a 2019-2023 timeline of neglect. Okay, regarding the Marine Fisheries Council appointments and the Murphy administration. Hey, on the fishing front, as I said, it is on fire right now. You have bluefish. The fluke are snapping, man. You have blowfish showing up. You have kingfish showing up. You have the triggerfish showed up on the jetties. They've been actually for about a week or so. Shout out to Noel down there, one-stop bait and tackle in Atlantic City. Give me the lowdown on that. And you have some weakfish in the back at night and stripers in the back at night. Again, nighttime thing. The bass, don't forget the new regs. If you do go get a keeper back there, it's 28 to 31, no longer 28 to 1, under 38. Still a one fish. On the freshwater front, bass, and more bass. Pickerel going crazy. Good crappie fishing going on. If you find the deeper holes, same thing with the bluegills. I was at one lake the other day. I was surprised, man. The bluegills were still on their beds. Some of them were whoppers, man. So I think, a little late in that environment, maybe it's, you know, has to do with the habitat, water, pH, who knows, but they were a little late because we've seen the big gills and pumpkin seeds spawning as early as, God, month, maybe like 5 weeks ago. So anyway, we're up against a hard break, really jammed show coming up. We're talking, okay, man, the beginning of the heat, the dog days of summer, Lane L. South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club president talking hot weather tactics for largemouth. Also, a new line being introduced at ICAST. Actually, it's out now, but not many people know about it. From Cast King. And then Captain Lou Van Bergen, Miss Born to Get Light, Marine Science Cruises. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. I'm going fishing after this. I am out of here like Vladimir. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Don't miss incredible Macy's Black Friday and July specials while supplies last. Like 65% off stunning Effie fine jewelry, 50 to 70% off designer suits, blazers, and pants for him. And select small appliances from Bella, Black & Decker, and more, now $30 and under. Or get an extra 25% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Download the Macy's app for even more great deals. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 8th and 9th. Well, the beginning of the dog days are here. I know we cover saltwater a lot. However, this is dog day time, challenging time, can be a very productive time for chasing largemouth in South Jersey, actually anywhere for that matter. Water temperatures are going up. Weed growth is intense, profuse. We were at the fireworks the other night at a lake, and I just said, I looked, I said, whoa, how can you fish through that? Check, put my finger in the water. I said, well, this water's up pretty much close to 80 degrees. Just then, maybe 10 yards offshore, whoomp. And, man, that was no turtle. Whatever was on top of that water, I was a moth or butterfly, anything flying by, that thing got swallowed. It is hot water bass time, or I should say the beginning of the dog day season. Join us on the line right now, South Jersey bass fishing expert, regional pro, Lane L. He is a longtime president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. Want to talk some hot weather, pre-hot weather, near boiling water bass tactics, Lane. How you doing? I get a little dramatic, but man, that water was bleep warm.
Yeah, this is the time of year. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Good, Lane. Those weeds. I mean, I was over to Hamilton. I was here. I was there all over the place. Man, they're thick. They're profuse. And this is hardcore hot weather, the beginning of that bass fishing period, punching, frogging, whatever. But it can be, yes or no, Lane, some very productive times.
Tom, I actually love summertime fishing. I'm not going to say the hotter the better because, you know, it can get pretty miserable out there at times. But generally, in the heat of the summer, there's a few less anglers out on the water. You know, they're fishing early morning, late night. But in the heat of the day, you kind of get the lake a little more to yourself. The bass fishing can be really good if you know what you're doing.
Lane, a matter of picking holes in these massive weed beds or punching through the weed beds. What about laydowns along the bank? I've caught bass, Lane, on surface, you know, the frogs, naturally, and other than creatures, rat lures, just running them right along the and you'd be surprised. Where the hell did that bass come from? Weeds and all, you're bringing them in. So it's a matter of picking the spots. Where specifically, or approximately specifically, how does that sound, people, where you find the large amounts when, you know, the heat's on. And I want to get into weather patterns also, Lane, bright blue sky, bright sun, or clouds. So where are you looking for the bass when the heat is on?
All right, Tom, the main thing in the summertime is the bass are looking for comfortable areas, just like you and me. You know, we'd rather be in the shade or in the air conditioning. Well, yeah. The bass want to do the same exact thing. They're not sitting out there suntanning themselves in 90-degree water. Trust me when I tell you that. You're not going to see them there. They're in some sort of cover. So I'll give you a few areas to look when in the heat of the day. First place I always go is docks. If you have a lake that has some docks on it, docks provide amazing cover, amazing shade for bass to hide. It also gives them an ambush point for anything that's swimming by. So I love fishing docks, especially in bright summer days. Sun is out. The heat is out. Man, I love to skip a Senko under there and just let it, you know, slowly come down and then, you know, hook into a lunker and bring them out from underneath a dock. That's an amazing tactic, and it's just so much fun. Wait. Another place to look, another place besides docks, my number two place to go, is lily pads. Lily pads provide a cover. They have a roof. It's like the roof to their house. And when you know, it gives them that protection from the sun, it also gives them another place where other fish come, so it gives them a great ambush point. There's usually weedy growth under there, which kind of cools the water a little bit. The tricky thing is getting to them when they're in the lily pads.
There you go.
So, yep. So one of the things, you know, this is when a frog really shines. You know, walking a frog on top of those lily pads, finding the little holes in between the pads, you can have, like, heart-thumping blow-ups when you're throwing a frog in the middle of the summer on a lily pad because, you know, you just think of a bass in his house and you're hearing this boom, boom, boom on your roof. And that's what he's hearing when that frog is going over to his lily pads. He's hearing that boom, boom, boom. And then he sees a splash in a little opening, and he's just going to go up there and eat it and find out what the heck is banging on his roof. And, man, it can be explosive and a whole lot of fun.
Lane, any conditions dictate where, because we've had success with both, again, that kind of retrieve you were saying, and also, and we've had it because I watched other guys do it, and some of these accomplished bass women tell you, almost like a slow crawl with the frog, like a kick, stop, let it sit on the pad, let it sit, flip in the water, let it sit, kick, on another pad. And with the, okay, boom, boom, it's moving. Okay, I'm going somewhere. That frog has a mission in mind. Have you seen both techniques work?
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to vary your retrieve to find out what the bass are in the mood for that particular day. I was in a tournament a few days ago where I was running a pit boss over top, and I was moving it pretty quick. I found out they didn't want it to stop. They wanted it moving, and as soon as it came off that last pad, they were on the edges, and they were just creaming it. But there's other times where that fast retrieve will not work at all. They're just lethargic, and then, you know, they want to look at it for a couple seconds before they eat it. So it's really, you just got to vary your retrieve during the day and then find out what the mood of the fish are in that particular lake that particular day.
Joining us on the Rock and Fin line this morning is regional bass pro and longtime president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club, Lane L. We're talking of the beginning of the dog day bassing period. Lane, punching, I've seen guys again punching these jigs with these massive trailers through those weeds and scoring. I guess a pretty successful technique, no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Throwing a jig, especially on laydowns this time of year, is really good. If you have deep water lily pads, a nice heavy jig, and I'm talking like a three-quarter ounce kind of jig, which you would never think you would throw around here.
Yeah.
But that with a beefy, chunky trailer, throw that through there, and it's swimming down. It looks like a bluegill coming down out of the pads, and, you know, your big bass just can't resist on it. It's not a technique that's going to get you a lot of bites, but it's a technique that's going to get you the right bites. You know, if you're hunting for big fish, that is definitely a big fish technique. You know, taking that jig with a big trailer, a big weight, punching it through some heavy, really thick cover, and, yeah, you can really score big on those, on that.
Lane, hardware have a place in the game right now, the alleys through the weeds, you know, buzz bait, spinner bait, chatter bait.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. One of the spinner bait I love throwing this time of year on deep brush piles. And deep is relative to the lake you're fishing on. You know, a lot of South Jersey lakes are, you know, maybe their deepest hole is 10 feet. So right. Deep is anywhere from 5 to 7 feet. You know, you go down south, deep is 30, 40, 50 feet. So it's all relative to where you live on what deep actually means. But Lake Lenape has some really nice brush piles on it that not a whole lot of people know about. And I just love to get offshore and throw a spinner bait over it, kind of almost bump the brush pile, and then you almost get a reaction strike to where they hit it. Again, those fish are looking for comfortable water in that 7-8 feet range around here is a few degrees colder than the water at the surface. So they're looking for that, you know, that nice oxygen level down there, and they're looking for the cooler water temperatures. So that's why brush piles this time of year are really good.
Lane, question, back to the pads, back to the laydowns. I know it's only the laydowns. I use a boss rat sometimes. Mice and rat lures do have a place in the surface game in the summertime, correct?
Oh, my God, definitely. And, again, it depends on the body of water you're at. I know Newton Creek out there in Camden County. It, you throw a rat or a mouse around laydowns or around the bank there, and you might have catch a lunker of a lifetime. They just love eating mice and rats around that area, that's for sure.
Lane, question. Again, you get to go fishing when you can get to go fishing. Opportunity, you know, the window's there, you have to take it. Ideally, weather conditions. We always love I love the mugginess. I love the humidity where my skin gets like salami that's been left out at a picnic, you know, and a light drizzle, heavy overcast, light drizzle. To me, that's prime time, very successful. What do you think?
I love that kind of, you know, I love a little rain in the summertime. One, it cools off the air temperature a little bit, and man, it just makes fishing exciting. One of my favorite techniques for fishing in the rain in the summertime is a walking bait, you know, some sort of walking bait. Like a Sammy or one of those kind of baits where you're walking the dog. It's a kind of a difficult technique to learn if you've never tried it, but definitely get out there and try it. You want to get those walking baits. It's a side to side motion in the water. It's a nonstop usually. And, you know, in the rain, that technique seems to shine. I think the rain is causing a lot of turbulence on the top, and the bass are looking up, seeing what's going on. And then they see the side-to-side, whether it looks like a snake or a fish struggling on the top, whatever it is.
There you go.
It gets some amazing strikes. Yeah, top water is really key. Any kind of top water is key in the rain, whether it be a whopper plopper, buzz bait, a regular old, you know, popper, a head and popper, or something like that. They all shine in the rain in the summertime.
Lane, fishing the cabbage, the thick stuff, again, when you're frogging, using rats, whatever, tied direct with the braid, correct? 40, 50. I've seen guys using as high. Shout out to Chris Smith there, regional biologist, principal biologist, former Bass Pro, 65-pound braid. That's not unreasonable, is it? And again, it cuts through the stuff, does it not?
Yeah, braid is essential when you're fishing a frog or a rat or a mouse or anything topwater over lily pads or any kind of cabbage, grass, witch's hair, whatever you want to call it. The reason for it is, one, braid casts really, really far. It's your best casting line out there. It comes through your guides fast, and you can really throw a bait far. Now, the biggest thing with braid is there's no stretch. So when you have a really long cast and you get a blow up on it, you want to be able to set the hook and not have a lot of line stretch. Braid gives you almost zero line stretch, so you can pull the bass almost immediately when you see that blow up.
Lane, second thing, on the when you're, again, going with the buzz baits, same thing, braid direct, going with the spinner baits, braid direct. When is, if there's any application during this hot weather period, I've seen guys, and I've used it myself, a short, like 12-inch fluorocarbon leader. What do you got?
Yeah, when I throw a buzz bait, if I'm throwing on edges of pads where I'm throwing in clear water, I definitely use fluorocarbon. Sometimes I use fluorocarbon as my main line. I don't even put a leader on. Fluorocarbon, there's some pluses and minuses to throwing fluorocarbon on a buzz bait. If you're moving the buzz bait pretty fast, you'll have no problem with a fluorocarbon. If you're trying to slow roll a buzz bait, fluorocarbon might not be your best idea because fluorocarbon actually sinks. So then you might want to go with maybe a light line braid or even a heavier mono, something that won't give you so much stretch, but both of those lines float. So you don't want that buzz bait. You don't want the head of the buzz bait sinking into the water column. It's going to ruin the effect of the
right,
buzz bait.
Exactly right. Yep.
But if you're moving it quick, if they're really looking for it to be moved quick, it really doesn't matter. Fluorocarbon works just perfectly then.
Lane, listeners, it's an acquired taste, and we'll touch on this. We're up against a hard break. I have one other question after this. You either love it or you hate it, people. I've been situated like, what the hell am I doing out here? And other times, what a great time. Why haven't I done this before? Fishing at night. And I don't mean twilight, you know, dusk, the first hour or two after. Lane, I mean night, you know, 10, 11, right through the wee hours of the morning. Can be, especially during this hot weather period that is coming in July and August, people. It's going to be some intensity there, heat wise. Night fishing can be monstrously productive, can it not? With some adjustments to technique, naturally.
The one thing with night fishing is you got to make sure you're comfortable. The biggest thing with night fishing that I found is the bugs.
Yeah.
I mean, bugs can drive you off a lake in half a minute. So you want to make sure you're prepared. Using some sort of bug spray, something without DEET. DEET is a deterrent to everything, including fish. You don't want to get DEET on your baits. But use some sort of bug spray, some sort of bug inhibitor, something to keep the bugs off you. Just be comfortable. But, man, the fishing at nighttime can be amazing. Again, if I'm fishing nighttime, I'm throwing a buzz bait almost exclusively. It's my favorite thing to throw at night. The fish are out wandering. They're not really tight to cover at night. So you can just fan cast it, and you'll never know where you're going to get a blow up on. Using your electronics at night is important because you want to stay near the bank because those fish are coming up looking to see what's up there, but they're not necessarily on the bank. So you're looking for ledges, little deep water drop-offs, flats, out offshore, things like that, where bass can get up, feed, and then get back down deep. But throwing a topwater like a buzzbait or a whopper plopper is so much fun at nighttime.
Ploppers kick ass,
you just hear that explosion, you know, 30 yards, 40 yards from the boat, from the kayak, and you just know something big just ate your bait, and then it's game on.
Okay, yeah, this is, like I said, an acquired taste of night fishing, but it's electrifying when boom, you hear that and then you feel it. Okay, Lane, listen, before I let you go, how are things out at Scoots? I understand you're on 206, a couple of miles north of my favorite restaurant, the Piccalilli Inn, and you have ice cold brewskis and you have fishing tackle. Go into that, bro.
Yeah, Tom, I kind of landed the perfect job for me. You know, a couple of things in life I really love, besides my lovely wife. She's number one, obviously. But I love beer, and I love fishing. And I am now the manager at Scoot's Liquors out on 206 in Chemung, just north of the Piccadilly. And we have cold beer, we have bobbers, and we have bait and tackle, and it's a really fun place to work.
You gotta love that beer, bobbers, and bait. Yeah, how do you, that's a real cliche. Well, how's it now? Hours? I mean, I'm out there. I like, you know me. I like to prowl around that back end of Hamilton by the canoe club, all the way back to, you know, that bulkhead back there. Get some nice bass and pickerel. What are the hours? I mean, out there, you have any chatterbait stuff like that?
Oh yeah, we're 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday when we're 9 to 6. But yeah, I mean, we have live bait. We have live minnows almost all the time.
Whoa! You have live. Whoa, Tom P. Mata, they don't hesitate when you show them live bait. You let my secret out, Lano. Oh, man, what'd you do that for?
Oh, yeah.
Lane, before I let
awesome.
You...
Go
ahead. Before I let you go, I'm real fast, good. Your favorite hot weather Senko colors. Go!
My favorite hot weather Senko colors is going to depend on the water clarity. If the water is dark and stained, I'm going to throw up probably a black or a black and blue Senko. If the water is gin clear, I'm going to throw something real natural, like a green pumpkin or a white with black, something like that. So match the water color. If the water is clear, go light colors. If the water is dark, go dark colors.
Okay, hot weather bass fishing tips from longtime South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club president Lane L, tournament, regional tournament competitor as well. Lane, best of lovely Michelle Olive and Ladybug. How's that? Got the bug in there.
Yeah, Ladybug's awesome. She's 14 now, but she still loves to go out on the boat and go fishing with me.
Well, you take care of me. I'll see you out on Hamilton one of these days.
One of these days, Tom. I keep inviting you.
See you, brother. Bye-bye. Lane L., hell of a fisherman. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yeah. Let's see. Mentioned fluorocarbon. Mentioned mono. Mentioned braid. New line being introduced at ICAST next week. Joining us is the technical advisor and, I guess, the research and development man. New line from Cast King. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Fox on Tech.
Can someone else control the camera on your phone? Are you okay with that? What if it's the police? French lawmakers are now wanting to give police the ability to snoop on people using the target's own tech devices like phones. The law they've passed would give police the power in France to remotely trigger cameras, microphones, and the GPS locators on those devices to help police try to catch supposed criminals. Civil liberties advocates in France are not pleased, saying such powers will likely be abused, though the French newspaper Le Monde reports the law dictates it could not be used for spying on journalists or lawyers. Privacy matters have long been the concern of the makers of tech, such as Apple, which often pushed back on U.S. law enforcement requests to crack iPhone security of criminals, like the San Bernardino mass shooter. So far, phone makers have said little about this French law. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
It's your last chance to shop July 4th savings at Lowe's. Right now, save on select major appliances. And when you buy more, you save more. Get up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Plus, right now when you buy a Craftsman V20 string trimmer or blower for just $99, you'll get a select bear tool free. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 7/12. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Buy more, save more. Valid on appliances $3.96 or more while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Next week, unfortunately, I won't be there. is ICAST. That's the International Fishing Tackle Trade Show. It's going to be in Orlando. I did it 20 years ago. I loved it when it was in Vegas, even New Orleans. The bummer time was Anaheim. My mon ami, was that a nightmare? All the new products for 2024 will be on display. It's really a great time. But there's a product now, available now. It's going to be shown at ICAST from Cast King. Now, people, you know my background with the line, fishing tackle line, be it mono, be it braid, be it fluorocarbon. I am intrigued with this product. What took so long? I don't know if there have been trial or errors or what. New product from Cast King. It's called Tripolymer Advanced Monofilament. Now, messing me up the name a little bit because it bills itself as Cast King's Tripolymer Advanced Monofilament. However, it says, not a fluorocarbon, not a monofilament, the best of both. Hey, let's clear this up because this line looks like it's going to kick some ass. Fresh and saltwater. Joining us on the line from the West Coast right now is Rex Nelson, Product Development Specialist for Cast King. Getting it done earlier in the week this week because of conflicting schedule. Rex, thanks for making time and your nutso schedule to be on Rack and Fin for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, this line has me bouncing off walls here, man. This is so exciting. Rex, why now? Now, tripolymer. It was copolymer's been around for years. Why now? All the major guns out there, again, the pure fishies with the strength, the trilene, the P-lines, the whole bit. No one's come up with this. Now, all of a sudden, you're making, I hate this cliche, but it's why a cliche, it's true. You're making a huge splash in the industry and on the waterfront, both fresh and salt. The impetus behind this?
You know, we were looking for something that could give the angler really an alternative to fluorocarbon. That was our main impetus for creating this line. It was something where obviously fluorocarbon is available, but fluorocarbon is in super high demand right now, mainly for its industrial applications in lithium ion batteries and photovoltaic cells. So it's getting very hard to come by. There's a very, very short supply of fluorocarbon to be used for fishing lines. So we knew that market, of course, was a high demand market based upon the fact that fluorocarbon has low light refraction underwater. So we were trying to figure out something that would actually give you benefits of fluorocarbon, but still have the fishability and the handling of premium monofilament. So that was really the impetus for trying to find something that would actually work a little bit better and give the angler an alternative to high-priced fluorocarbon.
As in tripolymer, that's a tri-extrusion process, correct?
It is. So, you know, utilizing kind of the background that I have in textiles, I've been in the textile industry for over 30 years, and we work with nylons in many, many different forms, fiber form, monofilament form, resin form, et cetera. But nylon is a really, really unique material. Most people don't realize that it has many, many different grades. And by combining various different grades of nylon together, you can get a product that has some very, very unique properties. Some of those properties you can create are super high strength. You can get a property that gives it very, very good hand feel or makes it very supple. You can get super abrasion resistance. And after all this brainstorming, I just kind of thought, well, gosh, you know, why don't we have a nylon that combines the best of all of these products together, all of their features, and into one monofilament line. So that's where the tri-extrusion process came from. And we started playing around with some crosshead extrusion, and we ended up taking a nylon 6 resin, which is kind of the core of the Cast King tripolymer advanced monofilament, and it's the soft, supple portion of it. And then we extrude over the top of that with nylon 6-6. Nylon 6-6 is the highest tenacity nylon that you can get, and that gives it its high strength. And then the last part of that, we extrude over the top of it nylon 12. Nylon 12, most people have never even heard of, but it's the most durable nylon, and that gives tripolymer just a really, really high abrasion resistance. So those three properties in the nylon give tripolymer some very, very unique features. But one of the things that we didn't expect and that we got as a side benefit is that the line also has very low light refraction.
Whoa, that's good.
Yes, so it makes it have properties very similar to fluorocarbon, where Underwater fish just don't see it. It just doesn't refract light like standard copolymer monofilaments do.
Well, Rex, the thing too is, listen, there have been attempts at this. I'm not going to name the manufacturer, but one was called hybrid, but it was untamable on a bait cast or round reel. Low profile is fine. A revolving spool reel, fine. On a fixed spool reel, Rex, unless you fish it under 8 pound, 6 pound. I remember seeing it wound on and then cut the line, and then it actually came off by itself. So is this a tripolymer? Is it tame, supple enough to on tight wind spools?
Tom, you'll be super shocked. It is very, very manageable. It just doesn't really take that typical monofilament set. You know, it does have a little bit of a set to it, of course, but
sure.
It doesn't take that typical monofilament set. And, you know, with regards to what's happened with some of the previous lines, you know, I know there's a lot of lines out there and a lot of different companies trying to extrude different materials. So one of the biggest issues, and this is kind of an old textile term, but it's the law of mixtures. And you just can't really mix unlike materials and expect them to bond together. You have to have like materials. So nylon, all being in the polyamide family, they all bond together. They work in conjunction with each other, and they just basically adhere or meld into each other. So you don't really have any issues with, you know, one of the outer coatings stripping off or anything like that. It's just not possible. It's just not possible.
Again, Rex, one of the main bugaboos, again, and people know braid has its applications, mono also has its applications, fluoro has its applications, but one of the main bugaboos with the fluorocarbon, no matter how, I'm not going to say they're lying. I was in the PR business a long time ago, but, oh, this fluorocarbon is manageable. It's this, it's that, especially on the smaller reels, you know, light ons. Rex, the stretch factor in, you know, when you're using going to a monofilament, the stretch factor, the fluoro doesn't have as much stretch naturally as natural mono. This tripolymer, is it going to have as much stretch as standard mono? So stretch is good, people, in some areas it's not. What's the dealio?
Yes. So yeah, great question on the stretch factor. So that's another side benefit of having the nylon 12 in this material. Both the nylon 6/6 and nylon 12, but more nylon 12. Nylon 12 is a low elongation material. And typical copolymer monofilament has like 33-34% stretch. So it's pretty stretchy. It's like a rubber band. Typical fluorocarbon is around 24%. This is kind of average numbers, of course. And then our tripolymer is right at about the same as fluorocarbon. It comes in right at about 25% elongation. So lower stretch. So it's a lot more sensitive than a standard copolymer monofilament. So you do feel things. I mean, I actually was using it last night, fishing last night, and you can feel bottom structure. When you hit rocks, you feel things. You know, it's unique. It's a lot like fishing with braid, but much more manageable.
Oh, and I'm a braid fan in certain instances, but boy, you get a tangle in braid, Rex. It's worse than my hair. We're talking some bad stuff here. Joe's on the Rack and Fin line. Is Rex Nelson, product development specialist for Cast King, new line. It's going to be at iCast, but it's available now. In fact, I understand it's available at a big tackle shop right up the road here, Tilton Road on the eastbound side. I'm going to be heading in there in about an hour or so to pick up a couple of spools. It is Cast King's Tripolymer Advanced Monofilament, a new standard and fishing line. Rex, the process here from, okay, designing this line, the ideas behind it, designing a line, perfecting it, and getting it out there on the market, a year, 6 months, 8 months, and what kind of hardcore water testing does this thing take?
Oh, we've done all kinds of testing on it. It was over a year in development. So it did take over a year to get the product developed, perfected. Enough field testing done by various different avenues. We've had it tested in Panama on big saltwater blue water fish. We've had it tested pretty much everywhere around the world on toothy fish, non-toothy fish, you know, light tackle, heavy tackle. So we make it up to a 100-pound test and 8-pound test through 100 pounds. So we have in quarter-pound spools, and then we have 4-pound through 30-pound in filler spools, in smaller 150 and 300-yard filler spools. So you can get this for big-game fishing as well. So you can use it on your big-game reels. You can use it as a leader material and replace some of the expensive fluorocarbon. It handles toothy fish extremely well. And yeah, the testing of it was done extensively. We've had, like I said, just a number of different pro anglers, non-pro anglers, you know, just some of our influencers, our KBAs, industry friends, you know, just a ton of different testing that's been done. And it is performing. We have not had any negative comments on the line.
Beautiful. It wasn't rushed out there. Okay, listeners, low light refraction, high abrasion resistance, improved knot strength. They did that for my benefit. Trust me on that one. Soft and supple for less line memory and smoother casting. Three colors, sunrise yellow, ice clear, and max green. Well, Rex, congratulations on this. I'm going to be heading up to, I'll just give the initials of the tackle shop, of the, I shouldn't say tackle, more like a fishing tackle salon, TD up there, and pick up a couple of spools. And you guys, looks like you hit a grand slam on this one, bro.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. We're pretty excited about the launch, and obviously we'll have it in the new product section at the ICAST show in Orlando next week, and super excited about the launch and getting the product out there and getting it exposed to anglers. It really is a unique product, and it does fish extremely well.
Now, for more information, please give a website, and can it be purchased via the website?
Yes, it can. So the website is castking.com, and you can purchase it right on that DTC site. You can purchase it from a lot of different independent retailers, online retailers, mass merchant retailers, and also you can get it from Amazon.
And that's Cast King with a K, K-A-S-T-K-I-N-G, Cast King.
That's correct.
Try polymer, but man, you got me wiggling in my chair. I'm a line junkie. This is great. Rex, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week. Hope to run into you sometime out west. Let's meet somewhere and do some fishing, man. How about the Green River in Utah?
That sounds good. I'm in. Just anytime you're out here.
You take care, Rex. Thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin. See ya.
Thanks, Tom.
See ya. Yes, I get excited about lines, okay? And there's great lines out there. But this first, tri-polymer. Bringing on Rack and Fin, tri-polymer. Not a co, not a single mono, not a co. Co was the fancy there for a while. I remember way back when a low stretch line was supposed to be doing the best of the best of the best with Stren Sensor. And yet it had no shock absorbency either. I don't. But check it out. Cast King Tripolymer Advanced Monofilament. Not a fluorocarbon, not a mono. It's supposed to be a blend of both. I'm going to be trying it out this weekend. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Yes, new products. Breaking in on Rack and Fin.
Only one talk station in South Jersey has an app that's focused exclusively on what's happening in Atlantic and Cape May counties. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Don't fish through some generic app along with thousands of other stations. The WPG Talk Radio app brings you the latest South Jersey news and weather information, breaking news push notifications, and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app today through WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News. The Pentagon ramping up the firepower it's sending to war-torn Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Kyiv is making a new request.
In this environment, Ukraine has been requesting cluster munitions in order to defend its own sovereign territory.
He adds it will help Ukrainian forces counter Russia's use of cluster munitions. Unemployment remains historically low, but the Labor Department announced some disappointing numbers on the jobs front Friday.
The economy added 209,000 jobs in the month of June. That is the lowest addition that we have seen since December of 2020. It was significantly below expectations as well. Job growth would have been even lighter without a boost in government jobs.
It's Kelly O'Grady of the Fox Business Network. America is listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight. It will be humid with a low of 72. Humid Saturday with times of clouds and sun. Expect an afternoon thunderstorm in one or two spots. The high 87. A thunderstorm in spots Saturday evening. Otherwise partly cloudy and humid. The low 72. Rather cloudy Sunday and remaining humid with a couple of heavy thunderstorms, especially late in the day. High 84. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Breaking new product news on Rack and Fin Radio. Cast King Tripolymer. monofilament, not a fluorocarbon, not a mono. It's great stuff. I'm telling you, it's going to be great stuff. I can't wait to use it. Okay, fluke thing, as I said, is in full swing. Fishing's been pretty good. They've been nailing some flatties. Again, as I cover it from the Bayonne area all the way down to Cape May and around Fortescue, so there are plenty of flatties to be going on. But you ever wonder about the environment, especially in a bay environment where you're fishing? Now, I know they started to catch, they were getting them before the whatever the opening was, spitting up all sorts of grass shrimp, spitting up all sorts of, you know, little sand crabs or baby bluegills, the whole bit. The bay environment, the estuary, totally fascinating. Where does all this start? You ever want to learn more about the Miss Barnicot Light? Big ass, bad, beautiful Miss Barnicot Light. They're out of Barnicot Light itself, 1801 rather, Bayview Avenue. They started this, I guess, a few years ago. They have marine biology cruises. Check that out. For kids of all ages, including yours truly. It is a fun trip, very educational. It's conducted by Captain Lou Van Bergen from the Miss Barnicot Light, who's been with the Miss Barnicot Light, the Larson family, for the past 32 years, I guess, 91, as a mate. Now he's one of the captains, along with Captain Lenny, who should be on the pro golf circuit, if I say so myself. Captain Lou's going to talk about these basically marine ecology tours. Fascinating. What is back in that marine environment? Also out front, Captain Lou Van Bergen, thanks for joining us on Rackafin. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
Lou, these trips are, people talk about it, man. 2 hours of absolute educational mayhem. A lot of fun.
Yep. You know, we try to pack as much as we can into those 2 hours. And if you don't learn anything new, then one of my crew will jump into the water for you.
Now, Lou, I understand you are an educator. You teach marine biology and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been teaching for 23 years in northern New Jersey.
Lou, what was the impetus to do something like this in the middle of summer? No one else does it. It's just really fascinating. And listen, so educational and a lot of fun. You'll be surprised at what lives in that benthic goo on the bottom. That was pretty scary.
Yeah. But the big part of it is all the questions we get on the fishing trips before we leave or while we're out, or even our cruises that we run at nighttime, you know, it's the same thing. We get a ton of questions about this, that, and the other thing. So we try to, you know, just kind of take all those questions and kind of put them into a blender and blend it up and come up with a concoction that works in a very short amount of 2 hours. You know, it's not enough time. I mean, I spend, an entire year teaching about marine biology, and, you know, we have you guys on the boat for 2 hours, like you said, and we try to jam as much into that as we possibly can. But there's always more questions, and that's always good.
It's called Marine Educational Intensity, people. So, look, what are the most, what are the most common questions?
Well, we get a ton of questions about the commercial fishing industry. We're right there at Viking Village, and right. they get a firsthand look to see all the boats, and we have a little selection of some of the fishing gear that we use. We talk about that. We also get a lot of questions about, you know, what's the water like? What's the water quality? And then, of course, right now, the hot topic is the wind farms off the coast here and what impact that's going to have and stuff like that. So that's a hot button right now. It's really driven by a very loose curriculum, if you will, that we have put in place. But then really, you know, it's really what questions do you guys have on the boat? You know, do you want to do? We do a bunch of set things, but of course it's always open to interpretation.
So. And listeners, it's a hands-on or hands-off. You can sit back and relax and just observe. From what I understand, that's a lot of people just do that. It's a fascinating endeavor, man. It's great. And you're always jammed, it seems.
Yep. No, it's 100% up to you. You want to get wet, you come up front and get with us, and we'll get your hands on some different things, and you help do some water quality testing and stuff that we do every single trip. And if you want to just sit back and watch and just listen, that's fine too. We basically allow you to basically kind of sit in the back of the classroom if you want, and then if you want to be up in the front of the classroom, you can do that too.
Lou, from the recreational fishing end, ever questions about the food chain? When do the flounder come in? When do the weak fish show up? Why aren't they numerous? I mean, you field myriad inquiries.
Yep, and again, it's each trip is different. You know, sometimes you'll have fishermen come out on the boat and with their grandkids or their kids, and they have questions about things like that. And then other times that might not even come up. But it's the thing that everyone always forgets is that we spend so much time, or as a non-fisherman, you spend so much time on the beach, and you're looking out at the great big ocean, and they forget that right behind them is probably one of the most productive ecosystems that you can find in New Jersey in an estuary. In the bay. So we spend, I would say, 95% of the time has been spent in the bay, you know, doing some sampling of with the crab traps. We take a look at different things there, and then the water quality, and just observing, you know. I mean, you know, at the beach, you're worried about the seagull stealing your sandwich or your cookies or something like that. You know, on the backside of the bay, there's so many different birds, and you know, a lot of people do know some of the different birds, but a lot of people don't know any of the birds, and all of a sudden, you know, it's an eye-opener for them.
Taylor, one of the questions Fields have asked, what do I know, about all these little stinging jellyfish now that show up, then they're gone, then they're there again in numbers. Anything about that?
We do talk a little bit about that. It kind of plays into, I kind of give them a glimpse into what LBI looked like, you know, and obviously some of the older crowd, they know what LBI in the region looked like 50 years ago. And compared to today, and, you know, we, all of us, you know, myself included, we live inland a little bit. And, you know, Ocean County was one of the biggest areas of development, you know, in the last 30 years.
Sure.
So, you know, so we play a big role in that. We talk about, you know, the natural aspect versus the unnatural aspect of lagoons and things like that. So, you know, we give them a little light on that. And, of course, the stinging nettles and stuff like that come up with that as well.
I'll tell you something, Lou. They'll light you up, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I felt so. You think of yellow. Listen, these are basically like yellow jackets underwater, if you can imagine that. We're speaking with Captain Lou Van Berger from the big and beautiful Miss Barnegat Light, moored at 1801 Bayview Avenue in Barnegat Light. Topic is very unique to the Jersey coast. The marine biology cruises, 2 hours of educational intensity about the marine environment. Well, Luke, as you go into the particulars, I know it's a Tuesday. What are the hours, how many trips, the cost, et cetera? Go.
So we do Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's basically get to the boat, you know, be there by 2 o'clock. We leave at 2:30. We're back roughly right around 4:30. For an adult, it's $45, and for children, it's going to be $35. We have refreshments on the boat, but you're welcome to bring something if you want. We do have an air conditioned cabin inside, so if you want to get out of the sun, if it's a little bit hot that day before, mm-hmm. and the boat's not moving too much, you can do that. And we have other covered areas that you can kind of hide from the sun if you need to do that. You know, we basically end up having four of us working on deck, and we got Captain Lenny upstairs running the boat. And, you know, we try to keep the groups nice and small if we can, so that we can, you know, basically kind of be one-on-one or as close to small numbers as possible. We try to like to keep it, you know, 15 people with each guy, and everybody does a different thing.
Nice.
On the trip. And, you know, we kind of get a chance to really kind of hear their stories of, you know, a lot of experience in the bay, a lot of experience in the area. So we try to tap into that.
Captain Lou, year to year, you know, summer to summer, season to season, have you noticed changes? Do you touch on the changes to the environment, water quality improving, not improving, invasives, things like that?
I would say probably the one thing that everybody is amazed at most of the time is that our water quality is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody thinks that they can't, since they can't see their feet in the bay, you know, maybe a foot or so in the bay, and they can't see, you know, their feet in the ocean most of the summer, that, you know, the water's dirty. And that's so far from the truth. You know, we're basically just looking at a very nutrient-rich environment, which leads to lots of plankton and then lots of phytoplankton. So it's a very, very healthy, robust ecosystem. And, you know, we keep track of the numbers throughout the season, and we compare them from year to year. And, you know, we have really good water quality. We don't see too many issues.
Great.
You know, popping up, and, you know, we do dissolved oxygen content, you know, and I tell everybody, you know, like, you know, what that comes from. And, you know, it's one of those things that you don't really think about. You know, they sit there, like I said, at the beach, or you're on the boat, you don't think about, you know, why are there no fish here? Why are the fish here? Why, you know, why are they following this area? And, you know, we try to link all those things together as much as we possibly can.
Joining us, Captain Lou Van Berger, Miss Barnegat Light. Lou is a teacher. He has a BS in marine biology and teaches high school marine biology and environmental sciences for 20-plus years. Well, Captain Lou, thanks for joining us. I find it a fascinating endeavor, and you've been doing it now for how many years?
This is going to be our fifth year coming up right now.
Hey, for lack of a better term, any repeat customers?
We do get repeat customers. They bring... you know, they'll come down when they have friends come, and then, you know, different groups of grandkids and stuff like that come as well. But yeah, it's you can come each time and learn something new for sure.
Listen, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 2:30 p.m. Get to the boat by 2 p.m. $45 for an adult, $35 for youngsters, and it's a really fun educational experience. You'll be surprised. You look at the bay and say, "Oh yeah, there's this, there's that, there's this, and that's all to it." Let's get to the beach. It's a whole different, for lack of a better, a whole different lifestyle back there. Bay as opposed to oceanfront. Okay, Captain Lou, let's get to the nuts and bolts. How's the fluking been? You guys have been doing some pretty good flatty thumping there, bud.
Yeah, there's been some pretty good fishing this year. We've been happy with sea bass in the beginning, and now, you know, the fluke of, you know, taking front and center stage, and it's been pretty good. He's had some really good days, Lenny, with, you know, some limits and some bigger fish, you know, up over 5 pounds or so. You know, gulp is obviously, you know, is the biggest thing on the boat right now.
Yep.
You know, we provide the squid and the spearing, but, you know, we also have gulp on the boat now too. But, you know, bring that stuff. White has been killing it this year. Some pink shine. And the guys that are jigging are doing better than just dragging.
There you go. So, Captain Lou Van Bergen, Ms. Barnacolite, up to the minute. Fishing Report, however, Lou and Lenny, they know when Tom Pease shows up, it's when the bomber birds, as in a giant sea robin, show up. Then Tom Pease waiting at the dock for the boat to go. Captain Lou, give the phone number, please. Website of the boat, Facebook page. What do you got?
So we got the best thing to do is follow us on Facebook, Miss Barnegat Light Deep Sea Fishing. And then basically that gives you daily reports. And we put everything up there from fishing and also our sunset cruises, anything that we see on the marine biology tours, all that stuff goes on there. Our website is www.missbarnegatlight.com. And then our phone number is 609-494-2094.
Okay, marine biology cruises. Also, a lot of fun. You see a lot of mammals, I guess, cetaceans. The sunset cruises. Look, any moonlight cruises on the schedule?
Not this year. No, we took them away. We had some interest, but not enough. So we're basically just doing our sunset cruises, and then this Saturday we start our happy hour cruises, which I know you're into, Tom.
I'm there strictly for the rumnal education aspect prospect of the Captain Lou Van Bergen punch you in the face. Cocktail.
There you go.
Captain Lee, you take care. Best to Lenny. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Tom.
See you. Man. Bye. Captain Lou Van Bergen. I'll tell you, what a fisherman, too. He and Captain Lenny, out of Miss Barnegat Light. Larson's on that. That's generations and generations. But I'll tell you, there's 2 hours of intensity. A lot of fun. It's not like you're being lectured. It's just really educating. You'd be surprised what you learn about the back bays. Oh, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Is chronic heartburn making you hear this in your sleep and after you wake up, after your first sip of coffee and after every meal? Well, every time you hear it, it should remind you to talk to AtlantiCare, because we can find the underlying issue that's causing your heartburn and acid reflux and create a personalized plan to treat it and provide lasting relief, so you don't have to keep doing this every time you lie horizontally and when you drink too much water or when you don't drink enough water. It's time to shake chronic heartburn for good and start taking on the real reason you're getting heartburn. Visit AtlantiCare.org/heartburn. AtlantiCare.org/heartburn.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out and enjoy. Weather is so-so, but so what? Go out there. Go out there. The fishing it's off the charts, fresh and salt water. Crabbing's going crazy. Get out there with the families. Get out there with friends, or even, you know, want to get a little introspective. Get out there by yourself. Just enjoy it, because as my lovely Dee Marie says, you are not promised tomorrow. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. I'm going fishing.